It's Ian Pickus, and we're back in the Congressional Corner today with a candidate for U.S. Senate in New York State. He's Mike Sapricone. He's hoping to win the seat held by Democrat Kirsten Gillibrand as she runs for a third full term. And Mike has come to see us here in our studios in Albany. We really appreciate that. There's so much to ask about today. This is our last segment, so let's do a bit of a lightning round, if that's okay with you.
All right, we'll try.
You have, as we said in an earlier segment, the complete and total endorsement of President Trump. Biden carried this state with 60% of the vote last time. Does Trump's backing help you?
I think it does. Okay. I think the president wants to make a strong showing here in New York State. I think it does help me. Upstate, it certainly helps me. And I think downstate, it will help me because people see what's happened in the last 3.5 years. And it's such a change and such chaos. As far as migration is concerned, as far as crime is concerned, as far as economics are concerned. So I think people are ready to get the president back and become the 47th president of the United States. I think it helps me. I think people are interested. I think people want to meet the president. I know the president wants to come to New York. He wants to campaign here vigorously, and I'm going to be standing at his side to do that.
So between Biden and Trump, which you said this in our last conversation, you think Trump is the better person of those two?
I think he's the better candidate, certainly, yes.
Okay. Is there a difference between candidate and person?
I think they're both people stepping up to do this job, okay? That's a big deal. And people have said to me, thank you for stepping up. Or people have said to me, thank you for your service as a cop. And I always say that was my job, right? That's what my job is. Don't thank the military guys who go to war. Even though the cops, and we can talk about that in a minute, what happened last night in Queens. But I think those are people who deserve a thanks for what they do. I just took a job, and I loved it for 20 years. And so I think people stepping up to run in elections like this are good people, and they care. People might look at them in different ways and see different parts of them, but I think these people, we should be proud of the people who step up to try to lead our country.
Well, I asked Alison Esposito this same question, because I'm having a hard time squaring the law and order approach of Republican candidates with former President Trump, who faces more charges than you can count and has shown a real disregard for the rule of law. I mean, his argument has been, and I don't know if you agree with this, that he has absolute immunity from any criminal charges based on virtue of having been in the White House.
Well, like I said to you, I'm not sure about that lore and how that works. I guess that's been working on the Supreme Court.
Right. They say we're going to have to see what the Supreme Court says.
We're
going
to have to see what
right.
they say. But as far as some of the charges that are brought against the president, they're ridiculous. And you know, just the Letitia James things, as we talked about earlier, we're going to lose businesses because of this, okay?
But that's a civil case. I mean, there are criminal charges against the president, too, right now.
You look at the criminal charge. Let's shoot Manhattan for a little bit. Alan Bragg, okay, the DA there. He should have been removed by Hochul a long time ago, okay? Hochul is his boss, and she had the opportunity to remove him. After you had the situation with the cops being beat up in Times Square, and he released the prisoners, and she stood on a brand new subway car and said that everybody should be deported. Well, she should have gotten Bragg on the phone that day before and said, do not release these people. OK, so what's going on with our criminal justice system? And I've learned this over 40 years ago. Criminal justice is really justice for the criminal. OK, and that's what's going on in this state right now. And, you know, last night in Queens, and if you mind if I mention this, a police officer was killed in Queens last night.
In the car.
31-year-old man, 31-year-old officer with a little baby from Long Island who was just doing his job. Just a car parked in a bus stop. And they tried to identify the people, and the passenger shot him as they tried to get him out of the car, shot him underneath his vest. And he passed this last night. That other person was shot by his partner, and the driver of the car is a recidivist also. This guy who shot the officer was released after a gun charge last April. Okay, and he's been in jail in and out over the course of the last 15 years. And the driver did some time for homicide back 10 years ago or so. we just release people. How do you release a guy on a gun charge, on a weapons charge a year ago, and now he's back out on the street? You know, Mayor Adams and Adams and I were cops for a while in the Transit Police Department. I came on in 1980. He came on a little bit after. We never worked together. But he does understand, and he's running up against a so far left city council that he can't get anything done. But when we look at what's going on up here in Albany with the legislature, how do you have the bail laws and the bail reform than you have? How is that explainable? How do you explain that to this poor officer's son who's a year old and his wife, that you're never going to see your father because we let out a guy who had a gun? You can't do things like this. We need to stop this silliness. We need to get on the ball and make laws that help the police and not hinder the police. And,
now, I'm sorry. With respect, I mean, that's and this is a terrible story, and I'm sure a lot of what you're saying is resonant, and you've got the experience of having been a New York City Police Department detective. But I was asking about Donald Trump disregarding and saying all the charges against him are politically motivated. And, you know, he's called people who have been prosecuted for the January 6th riot hostages. I mean, can you square your background in working in the criminal justice system with some of the things that he says?
Well, I think it's hard to I'm not him, and I don't have his mindset necessarily when he talks about these. He's a person being charged with a lot of crimes.
Yeah.
And I, you know, he knows more about what he's being charged with than I do. And I'm not trying to not answer your question, but it's hard for me to talk for the president of what's going on. I mean, I think some of the things he's being charged with are ridiculous, and I think it is politically motivated. I think if he was not the president, you wouldn't see these same charges coming about. So I don't think that's fair.
Let me go to another area now, because our time is short. Just generally speaking, do you think that the 2020 election was fair?
I do.
Okay. A woman's right to choose. What's your approach to abortion law?
I'm pro-life. I believe in pro-life. I would never, ever look to see a nationwide abortion banned. I believe that what we do, I think it's a state's decision. I think the Supreme Court was correct in that. And that's where we stand right now, is a state's decision. And that's where it will probably stay, I feel. I do think that when we look at the liberal things we do here in New York, that they're wrong. You shouldn't be able to have an abortion at full term. I think that's not correct. I think that's a bad policy to have, and we have that here.
But you say this is for the state to decide.
For the state to decide, correct. I don't agree with what we do here in the state with that. I think it's wrong. I think it's too liberal for us. But it is a state decision, and I'll leave it as a state decision.
It's not impossible that a national abortion ban could come up before the Congress, though.
Well, I don't know if you're 100% right. It's not impossible. But I don't think it will ever pass through the Congress. I don't think that will happen. I think people will say, leave it in the state's hands and leave it alone.
Israel, we talked about Senate Majority Leader Schumer a while ago. He said that we need to envision a post-Netanyahu Israel. He is standing in the way of peace. What do you think?
Israel is a great ally of ours. October 7th was their 9/11. It's a terrible, terrible situation. We need to stand behind them. I disagree with the senator here. We need to stand behind them. For us to ask for another democracy to change power, I think is well beyond what we should be doing. We should be standing behind him. We need to get those hostages back. There's no question about that. But we need to let the Israeli government deal with it the way they are, and we need to be supportive. And I don't think the senator was supportive in that.
Does any of the way that Israel has carried out its campaign in the Gaza Strip give you pause? Do you have concerns about what you're seeing there?
Well, anytime people are being killed, you have concern, right? But this is a war, okay? Wars are not friendly things, okay? We need to get rid of Hamas, do away with Hamas once and for all, and move on. And we need Israel to do that.
Would you support more aid for Ukraine as it resists the Russian invasion?
Well, I think we've shown weakness over the last 3 years, I think, with Afghanistan, with Ukraine, with Russia and Ukraine, with Israel, and also with China, as far as Taiwan is concerned. We need to stand up and be strong again. And I think because of the weakness in our government, these foreign countries are doing what they're doing. I certainly agree that we should provide aid to Ukraine, but I think we should monitor that aid and understand what that money is for. It shouldn't just be a blank check, and we should know what we're doing. I think most of that is giving weapons. We're not actually giving money. And that weapons are good. Okay, we're making industry, our industry is increasing by making more weapons, but I think we need to monitor that. I think there's a lot of waste in our government right now, and we need to be a little more fiscally responsible what we do with our money.
A couple more questions about you before we go here. Who is your political hero? When you think about standing up there and maybe being sworn into the Senate, you know, who is the person that your North Star is?
So I'm not, it's not fair. My office, next door to my office is Senator Alphonse D'Amato. Okay.
Yeah, well, he used to be a big mocker in the New York politics for sure.
I think Ronald Reagan, I think those are important people. I think Donald Trump, I think he's a great leader. So I think these are important people. I've always admired them.
Okay. Top priority. Let's say you're sworn in, you've got your hand on that Bible or whatever book you choose. What's your first day in the Senate look like? What are you prioritizing?
To try to talk people into being reasonable, okay?
And Good luck.
Yeah, but I think I'm a believer in things like that, okay? I think if I get a chance to talk to you, I think things are better. I hate when people talk about people and don't even know them, right? And I've seen a lot of that going on in the last couple of months, people saying things and they don't even know that person. I think you need to get to know somebody to understand them and see what direction they're going in. I think migration is a big deal and we need to jump on that right away. And I think crime, of course, but there's like a domino effect. Crime and migration to me are one subject almost.
In Long Island or on Long Island?
Oh, wow. I think I'd probably say both. Now you hit me with something I wasn't prepared. I guess I say on Long Island.
Yeah, you passed.
Okay.
Mike Sapricone is a Republican candidate for U.S. Senate. He is hoping to unseat Democrat Kirsten Gillibrand here in New York. Mike, I want to thank you for coming in to see us. And as we say to everybody who's out there on the trail, good luck.
Well, thanks, Ian. I appreciate it. And great to be here in the studio. I love that. Better than talking on the phone.
Absolutely.
Thank you.